Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But a disappointing loss nonetheless, as you heard from Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert there on the call last night, right here on 95.7 The Game. 106-96 the final. And who do you put that loss on last night? Are you just going to tip your hat to the Rockets? Or are you going to put that loss on Father Time, the schedule, Draymond Green? Not his greatest performance. Trying to get ejected, it felt like, at times.
Weren't they just bound to have a letdown? Joe, they've been, look it. I'm not trying to cape up. Like, I was way more angry after the Hawks and Heat back-to-backs than I were this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hear you on that, but you probably should have been angrier at the Heat and the Hawks ones. Like, the Heat one, for me, like, that...
They no-showed
in a game that we were all thought. And I know it meant a lot for Jimmy, because Draymond talked about it. They no-showed that one. I wasn't here for that. And I also wasn't here for the Atlanta Hawks ones, quite frankly, because I don't want to hear, oh, you travel halfway across the country. I mean, those flights, they took a lot out of you. Stop. Like, losing to those teams who are mediocre. You're not coming up for those games, but the games against the number two seed in the Western Conference, you can't get up for?
No, I know, but like, this thing that you're dismissing the travel does, like, you and me go fly across country, and we'll wake up at our normal time that we would normally wake up at and do a show. It does mess with you a little.
Right.
I'm not trying, again, sure. I sound like I'm making excuses, but it is real.
Yeah, it's a real bunch of you-know-what as far as I'm concerned. We got a couple calls I want to join.
Going west is easier than going east.
But they went, like, it wasn't like they've traveled and immediately had to stay up the entire night to get through jet lag. Like, I'm not buying it.
But look, they went to Memphis. They won that game. They went to L.A. They won that game. They came back home with very little time to breathe, and they won that game.
And then had a day off and then didn't play until night the following night at 5:30 tip.
I know.
Not an excuse as far as I'm concerned.
It's not an excuse. No, the bigger excuse.
It feels like you're using it as one.
No, the bigger explanation is that the Rockets right now are a young, hungry team that kicked their butt yesterday. That's the explanation.
And in the season series against them, like you more than held your own at times. 105 going back to that game in February, 105-98. And they obviously in the play-in scenario, 91 90, 99, 93, Warriors favorite. And then early on in the season, this is a game one all the way back in November, 127, 121. So they've been tight throughout. And then yesterday, it just felt like the air was let out of the balloon. And I'm honestly kind of have a sour taste in my mouth if I'm waking up today because of all the goodwill that you had beating the Grizzlies, Lakers, and then the Nuggets to fall like you did yesterday. It was disappointing, but you got a bunch of calls.
Look,
also,
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
But my overarching theme is I'm still super happy. They had the win of the year on Friday night. They had maybe the best three-game stretch they've had in multiple years. So it's hard for me to be like, oh, like I know. It's just insane. The schedule, then you're looking at the standings. I understand
the win of the year
being frustrated.
Followed
but I also
by,
knew they weren't going to rip. Had they won four in a row, that might have been the best accomplishment they've had since winning the title, Joe. That's how big of a four-game stretch that was.
How quickly things changed, though. Went from the win of the year on Friday to, it's strong to say a loss of the year, but if that's the difference between being a play-in or a playoff team, yeah, I'm going to be looking at that one and scratching my head.
We're going to look at all those, like the Hawks, the Heat.
Yeah.
We're going to look at them all.
John Oakland has some thoughts on the game last night. What's up, John? You're on Spadoni and Shaska. How are you doing this morning, man?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I'm going to give this one to the Rockets. You guys watched the first quarter. That was some high-level defensive basketball. It was 6-6 after 6 minutes. And what I thought was most impressive that I have never seen is Jalen Green's defense was elite. Like, we all know he's a scorer, but, like, he was blocking Jimmy. He was giving everybody a hard time. Nobody could get to the rim. Amen Thompson, those guys are dogs, man. They're playing that villain card really well. Like, Warriors Rockets is back. And frankly, I don't think the Warriors expected that from this game, especially after the gauntlet that they just went through against all these superstars like Ja Morant, Nikola, LeBron. And then they go and they have to play these guys. They're like, oh, we got the Rockets number. We've beat them like 9 times in a row. But at the end of the day, the Rockets are like, no, we're the second best team in the league. We hate the Warriors. We're going to come out strong. And they won. And you know what? Like, we came into this stretch of four games, and we won every single difficult game, and we're still not in the play-in. I know we'd love to be a game ahead, but at the end of the day, like, we also have 5 more games coming up that are very winnable. And maybe this game is a wake-up call because they're like, oh, this isn't just going to be a walk in the park all the way through if we can beat the Lakers, if we can beat the Nuggets. We still got to beat the Cavs. We still got to beat the Thunder. We still got to beat the Rockets. It's a different type of win when you play against these teams. So, you know, and you know that Draymond and Jimmy bounce back after games like this. There's a reason it's a 7-game series is because we can lose a few games and then we can keep going. But, yeah, I tip my hat to the Rockets. There's things we could have done. Oh, one more big thing. Why aren't we talking about the fact that Steph only had 3 points? That's completely shutting him down. We talked about nobody being able to stop Steph. Well, he has 3 points against this defense.
Yeah,
but John, thanks. And thanks for listening.
Here's the thing. But Steph played bad.
We've talked about it the whole show. Yeah, it was not a good performance from Stephen Curry.
But he carried you for the games prior to that.
Yes. So he was, if anyone was due for a stinker offensively, it was probably them. But the fact that the whole team stunk, and again, to John's point, credit the Rockets defense. They were a big part of that.
Yeah.
Having said all that, though, like, I'm looking at Jimmy Butler, 7 shot attempts when you're shooting pretty efficiently. Draymond Green couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He only attempted 1 3-point shot. Like, what? I'm kind of missing that Draymond. We were talking about the offense from Draymond Green. Kind of missing that in a game like that.
Why was this matchup?
1 of 7. Not good enough, obviously.
But why was this matchup different than the Nuggets and different than the Lakers? And here's what I would say.
Do you think there was a letdown, like John said? Like,
no,
like,
no.
They circled those ones. LeBron, Nikola, Nuggets,
I mean, maybe.
Lakers. And it's like, the Rockets. Eh.
No, I don't think they did that. I just think they're tired. I do. And I think here's the bigger thing. Look at the personnel from the Rockets. They have what Denver doesn't have and what the Lakers don't have. They have multiple big, physical, athletic wings. Dylan Brooks, hate him as much as you want, big, physical wing, right?
Yes.
Thompson, big, physical, athletic freak wing. I mean, he's on a short list of guys in the whole league who are more athletic than Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, short
list. Like, significantly.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the guy's crazy hops. Tari Eason, big, physical, long guy. Jabari Smith, big, physical, long. That's like four guys they can conceivably throw on Steph or Jimmy, okay, at any given time.
And they tossed in the big boy, Steven Adams out there.
And he had some minutes.
He looked like he was, if Steven Adams healthy, that's a different element for them, too.
And then he referenced Jalen Green. Jalen Green has the best game in this short period, whatever it's been like. What, they played four times up to this point?
Yeah, four prior to yesterday, yes.
They've really held him in check, and this was the game he finally went off.
888-957-9570, reacting to the 106-96 loss to the Houston Rockets last night at Shea Center. Who gets the blame for that loss yesterday? Playing the blame game, if you will. Thomas is in San Jose, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Thomas? You're almost Spadoni and Chaska. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks, guys. Really feeling the Warriors' role right now, even though it was a bad week, a bad loss last night. And also the Giants' start is just absolutely amazing. But we're talking Warriors today, so yeah, in terms of last night, you really got to credit, obviously, I agree with John, you got to credit the size, the athleticism of the Rockets. And but you know, I when I think about blaming, we got to think about things that we can control. And I think that we can control our temperament and not losing our heads. And I think Draymond is slipping back to the old Draymond of old of getting banned. And I don't want to see that coming back to the fold, especially as we push towards the playoffs here. I think that he leads by example, and I see it in JK and even Steph sometimes, where they can get frustrated in it. And instead of using that to drive their game, they complain and they get loud at the other team and at the refs. And that's not something that you can, the vengeance piece, the anger can only get you so far. I would like to see this team weather those storms. I mean, the other thing that I think we need to credit here for the loss is the terrible holding and all it seems like Steph just gets held and pushed around constantly. And I think the Warriors need to recognize that. They need to start playing that way, because if the refs are going to let that slide, they need to play dirty. And that played a huge role. They got on tilt and they were never able to recover. Like you said, the air got sucked out of the building, and those are my points.
I don't think dirty is the word I would use. Playing with an edge, for sure. And I'll say this, Thomas, and it was a good call. They have been playing with an edge. I've seen that edge with this Warriors team these last few games, which is why it was just disappointing yesterday. Not saying they weren't like playing with like some fire, but clearly they just looked physically and mentally drained after that game. And I would just question, after you're having a day and a half off, why that was. But again, I can't
say they played 75 games.
I don't. It's fine.
You're
having series coming up here where like this is going to be a thing that I'm going to have to be concerned about in a long series. Like I'm going to start questioning now whether you can win two or three series.
Well, let's look at the teams that they've just faced. Like, right. Like Memphis has pretty much played everybody, but like Jokic and Jamal Murray have gotten rest down the stretch because they kind of know like, hey, we're in a good spot. We can afford to lose the game.
Jamal's hurt. Like they don't even know what's going on with him. He went from day to day to like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah. Have they not systematically rested Jokic? Okay. What about the Lakers? Like they've had multiple games where it's like, we're getting blown out. It's all right. We're gonna pack things in.
Yes.
You know, like the Warriors have not had that same luxury because of the start that they had themselves, which they have only to blame themselves. Had they had a one or two game cushion, I think that we would be looking at this a lot different.
Well, they don't. That's the thing.
I know they don't.
They don't.
I know.
Right now, if you're just joining us, the Western Conference as follows from the fourth seed on, they're all fourth seed all the way through the eighth seed. God, I almost said the seventh. But the fourth seed through the eighth seed, 32 losses each. Nuggets, Clippers, Warriors, Timberwolves, Grizzlies. Warriors right now clinging to the sixth and final playoff spot. You don't want to be in the play-in game. And that's a big possibility, which is crazy to say after all the good vibes and everything that happened over the weekend. You are the sixth seed in the West. You had visions of maybe a four, maybe a three. And you still might be able to get to the fourth spot. Three is probably a little rich because the Lakers, they picked up a game yesterday on not only the Nuggets, but also the Warriors. They got a bunch of tiebreakers. That was probably going to be tough. But maybe the fourth seed. But Ah, God, that Clippers
What if
game.
I told you Tuesday morning?
That
Tuesday
loss
morning.
Yesterday, I'm going to keep looking at it. Like, I know, oh, but it was horrible.
Tuesday morning. Think about where we were. Do you play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? Tuesday morning. Hey, you're going to win that game. Thursday, you're going to win that game. You're finally going to beat the Nuggets.
I hear you.
But you're going to lose to the Rockets.
But this is the reality now, and this is April 7th, 2025, and I'm here now. I'm here to tell you that everything went down yesterday. I have a bad taste in my mouth.
But if the Clippers lose tomorrow night, they have a back-to-back, or no, Wednesday night against Houston, you might be back in business.
I don't even know if Houston's going to need to play anyone in that game. That's also baked into all of this. So they got the Clippers and the Spurs tomorrow, and then, as you pointed out, the back end of a back-to-back. Those are both going to be in L.A., so the L.A.'s
going
to be the
home team. Stephen Castle.
Stephen Castle, yeah, please. Sochan, whatever his name is.
Some might say this is a legacy game for Popovich if he were to coach from the stands.
I don't think he is. I think he's out the rest of the season. Prayers up to Greg Popovich. But by the way, they're playing the Alamo Dome tonight, that championship game. But Houston and Florida, I got to be honest. I know a lot of people hate Duke, and they're rooting against them, and they're glad they lost. The cachet for this championship game went out the building once I knew Cooper Flagg wasn't going to be in it. I know, and I hate to say that.
What are you talking about? Todd Golden.
Yeah.
USF legend.
Off the court stuff. I'm not going to get into there. Antoine is in Nashville and wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Antoine? You're on Spadoni and Shasky. Was last night a big deal or not, that loss? Antoine, going once. Twice, he's enjoying that Nashville hot chicken, which I'm not mad at right there. What time is it? 11 a.m. over there? That's not too early for a hot chicken sandwich. I'm not mad at that. Let's go to Will in Berkeley. He's a regular. What's up, Will? Your thoughts on the loss last night to Houston?
What's up, fellas? Okay, come on. Let's do a deep breathing in, breathing out. Let's calm down.
You feel me?
Because I hear a lot of anxiety in your voices and things going on. And I look at the standings right now and I'm like, I'm getting nervous too. But guys, this stretch we just did, they're 3-1. They could have been 1-2. But the fact is, we knocked down the Lakers. We went home and we knocked down the Nuggets. Are you kidding me? That was an amazing weekend. Who cares about the Houston Rockets?
Well, I'll tell you why real quick, Will, because you went from being maybe a 3 or a 4 seed to now the 6 seed. And if you lose again, then you might be a play-in team. That's why we're talking about it, Will, because it was frustrating. Like, was there any aspect of watching last night's game? You're just going to put it on, hey, the Rockets were hungry and we were tired? Is that good enough?
I think the Rockets outplayed them. The Rockets outplayed them. They did. It's okay.
They outplayed them, and it was like that thing of like, you know, we're no punks.
Exactly.
I actually wrote this. I said, we're not punks, and they tried to punk us. And unfortunately, we lost. But the point is, of all this, us as fans, we cannot be these, like, finicky fans where one game we're like, we're doing it. And then the next we're like, oh, man, how dare they? And it's like, you know, it's like the girlfriend that gets roses and flowers one day, and then we bring, you know, something else, and she's like, what? You brought me roses and flowers. We got to just stay steady, guys. Stay steady. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's do this.
Thanks, Will.
Will gave us a math lesson.
I like how he said roses and flowers as if roses aren't flowers, but I hear what he's saying there. Also, he said, you know, we could have gone 1-2, but we went 3-1. I was like, well, you missed a game in there. That's all right. I liked, you know, the energy was there for Will. He was saying, everyone calm down. It's fine, all right?
So Doe's just saying that we need to fix our education system?
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, let's not slash everything. I'm not getting into it. Don't. How about those stocks, by the way? Doing great.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.